wonderful thing for all of us in the community.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me, Judith.
Well, you've been working really hard on this degree, and each year you've been adding new courses that are available both to majors, non-majors, and community members. You bring in professional musicians to help with these classes. Tell us about these offerings, these music instruction classes.
Yes, we do. We bring in musicians from the community to teach these classes. And one of the most interesting things for me, I mean, these are men and women who I've known either personally or by reputation for many years, even before I moved here. So it's great to be able to work with them. But then as part of the hiring process for the university, they also need to give us resumes. And some of them have been so busy gigging for so long that they mm-hmm. haven't really – updated their resume for a while. So it's kind of interesting for them and for me for them to put that together.
Really,
and then for them
process.
For me to read everything they've done. Mm-hmm. I usually learn a few new things about everybody mm-hmm. when they do that. So so this year we're mixing things up a little bit for people who have already familiar with what we've done in the past. So Wilson Salvois is going to continue with us teaching private accordion lessons. We have one traditional music major, which is a degree we started offering just last year, Bachelor of Arts in Music with a concentration in traditional music. So Wilson's going to continue to help us out with that. And we also have David Greeley to teach private fiddle lessons for those who are sort of beyond the beginner or intermediate level and kind of ready for higher level studies. But for the classes this time, we're going to mix it up a little bit. We have little Nathan Williams Jr., who actually got a bachelor's in jazz studies here a few years ago, and now he's going to come back to teach the beginning button accordion class. So that's going to be good. So Corey Ledet did last year, I think he's going to teach a combination of traditional French tunes with maybe a couple of good Zydeco numbers mixed in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Corey had fun teaching the class last year, and we wish him well as to his Grammy nomination kind of, I think, increased his gig schedule. He couldn't commit
that's
to
right.
doing
adding
it this year.
Adding to that resume.
Yeah, so that's one class mm-hmm. that we're offering, and that's one class that people can take without having to be a degree-seeking student at the university. They can just call the university college at the number we'll give a little later, and mm-hmm. and then they can register that way. And I should add that classes start on Monday, August 26th. So it's definitely, if you're thinking about that, it's no time to waste. And you really do need, you also need an instrument for that class. As for the beginning fiddle class, which I'll talk about in a minute, but with the accordion class, you'll want a single roll button accordion in a key of C.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes a little while to locate one of those if you don't want to invest in one of the really good ones.
Yeah, Well, even if you do want to invest in the real good ones, usually most of the makers that people are familiar with around here, like Junior Martin and Scott or Mark Salvois and Eunice, they have a waiting list. They mm-hmm. don't just have them on the shelf ready to sell you.
Well, if you're lucky, maybe you have a friend who has one and you can borrow.
That's right.
It.
I tell people, you know, there's a lot of accordions around here by. They're sitting in people's closets,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know. They bought one, or somebody bought them one as a gift, and they're really meaning well to learn how to play, and then they just never got around to it, or they got sidetracked. And so, if you're out there listening, and that description fits you, and you feel like making a instrument donation to the university, we'd be happy to accept it. That way, we could loan more instruments out to students. I have one loaner instrument that I can, but once someone speaks up for it, then that's it. I don't have any more.
Well, it's a great idea. It's like PASS's Play It Again Lafayette program, asking for people to look in those closets and find those gently used instruments
that's
that
right.
could be of use to others. So, mm-hmm. yes, there's a call out now from the traditional music program here at UL Lafayette.
In fact, we got a donation of a string bass not too long ago through a musician, Danny Kimball, who lives in town, a friend of his. Her husband passed away, and we gratefully accepted donation of a string bass.
Well, that's a great idea. And, you know, if you do have that instrument hidden in the closet, you might want to take this class also.
Yeah, that's another way to make use of that instrument.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
Now, describe for some people who would like to take a class, but they're thinking, okay, it's on a university campus. How is it going to be structured? They might be a little nervous about that.
Right. Well, when we say beginning, we really mean beginning.
Okay. All right.
You know? And so someone who's been – sometimes because we get people on both ends. We get people who have been playing for a while and they're really kind of pretty good, but they think, well, you know, I never took a class, so maybe I should take this class. Well, maybe not, depending – you know, we can talk to you about that, but you might be beyond that level. On the other hand, we get people who really could take the class, but they're too shy, or they think, "Oh, I could never do it. They're going to be too advanced for me."
Mm-hmm.
But no, really,
you won't be.
We really start at the beginning, and we don't require you to read music because that's not what this music is about. We're talking about Cajun and Creole French music here. So,
you're not going to be in that class with really skilled, accomplished music majors who are going to know a lot about this instrument.
Right.
Okay. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about classes being offered through the traditional music program here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. There are a set of classes, music classes, instrument classes that are being offered to both majors and to the public as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in learning the accordion or the fiddle, as Mark's going to talk about in a moment, you can sign up for these classes through University College. So Nathan Jr. is going to be teaching this class. And he got a degree here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
That's right, in jazz studies. And he's gone on to, having one of the busiest bands in Zydeco today, Lil Nathan and Zydeco Big Timers.
Right. But it seems he's very committed to education as well.
It's very
important to him.
He's very much, he's been involved in the program last year, sort of on the, kind of coming back to school and registering for a couple of classes and so on. So it's been really great to have him around, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in front of the classroom, because as someone who did his degree in music here, he definitely has ideas. I already talked to him about, you know, what he's going to put on his syllabus and all that kind of thing. So he definitely has some ideas for how he wants to do things.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the beginning button accordion.
That's right.
What are the other classes you're offering that are open to the public in addition to students?
Yeah, right. We have a beginning fiddle class, Music 327, which is going to be offered this time by Brazos Huval, who some people may know as the bass player for Steve Riley and Mamu Playboys and the band High Performance and maybe some other groups around Huval Family Band. But what they may not know is Brazos is also a very accomplished fiddler and a very experienced teacher. He's been teaching at Folk Roots for several years in their kids' camp and some of the adult camps too, I think, and and he also teaches kids out in Broadbridge where he lives. So we're looking forward to having Brazos join us for beginning fiddle, and we have had to change the time for that class. So that class is now going to be offered 9:30 on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, whereas the accordion class might be okay for working people. It's going to be offered Monday and Wednesday at 5.
Okay,
right.
So that one is more convenient. But if you do have time during the day on a Tuesday, Thursday, this would be a great class for you.
Yeah.
And you will need a fiddle.
You will need a fiddle for that, too. But okay. And I should also mention for any students who are listening out there that these classes also can count for a music minor. So if you're thinking about minoring in music, you can count these classes toward that.
All right. Big help for a lot of students.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Nathan Williams Jr. teaching button accordion, Brazos Huval teaching beginning fiddle. And what else do you have that's open?
Well, we're going to be teaching for the first time online a history of Cajun and Zydeco music class.
And anyone could sign up for that class?
And anyone can sign up for that class
right.
as well.
Tell us
yes.
about that class.
So it's a 3-credit class, and I'm going to be teaching it. And I've taught it a couple of times in the classroom, and so I have my materials together, my lecture notes and all that and so forth. So it's just a question of putting that in an online form where basically you don't have to ever be anywhere at any particular time.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the class at your own
rate. So it's not like, say, 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, we'll all sit down at the same computer. You can just do it any time.
No, we might have a few synchronous sessions or optional things where if I have a musician I want to bring in to talk to the class and give the class a chance to ask them questions and hear them play and all that, which I've done in my live classes plenty of times. We're going to try maybe arrange something. But even then, I think I want to set it up so that you don't absolutely have to be there at that particular time if you can't do it.
So you could do it at midnight or whatever time fits your schedule.
Yeah. So, and I have some videos too of past visits from musicians to class, so I'll probably include some of those and have class discussions about those.
So now this is a class you can sign up for even if you're not enrolled?
That's correct. Yeah, it's Music 360. It's so it's an undergraduate class, and there's no prerequisites.
All right.
And you don't have to play music at all. It's not a music playing class. It's just reading and listening to music and taking a couple of tests and doing a final project on something, which I'm thinking can, in this case, could be either a fieldwork project or writing a recording review. So picking a recording and writing, like, you know, a review of a whole album.
Okay. So if you aren't enrolled as a student at UL, how could you sign up for this online class?
That's through the University College? Yeah, the University College.
Okay. You can call University College and their email, or email them. It's universitycollege@louisiana.edu, or call them at 482-6729, and you can enroll in this history class of Cajun and Creole music.
Yeah, last I checked, there is still plenty of room in it. And I have, you know, over 50 students in it now, but there's room for more if people want to sign up.
Okay. And what year do you start when you're talking about the history of this music?
That's a very good question. Okay. I pretty much started around 1700 or 1699 when Louisiana first settled, because when you talk about the people that are coming here and all the French-speaking people are coming here, that's when they started coming.
Okay, so this is truly a complete history. You're starting at the beginning.
Right, because, I mean, if you want to talk about Creole history, when does it start? Well, it starts when the first French and Spanish and African people arrive, which is even before the Acadians arrived.
Well, you've heard a little taste of what you're going to get in this online history of Cajun and Creole music that will be taught by my guest, Professor Mark DeWitt. Again, Professor DeWitt is the Dr. Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music here at UL Lafayette. There is now a degree in traditional music with a concentration in traditional music. But a number of these courses that he's talking about are open to the public. You can sign up for these through University College.
And for the students who are out there listening, there's some other options as well that don't make as much sense for community people to sign up for, either because there are not enough credits for the money that you're paying, or that they're a graduate course or whatever. But we have these ensembles for one credit that in the past we just had a Cajun ensemble once every semester for the last 2 years or so, and Wilson Sawa has been very ably leading those. And I think Wilson was looking for a break, and I was happy to find somebody else, because one of the things I'd like to do is get as many musicians as possible involved in the program. So that's kind of why I have like each person doing one thing rather than hiring one person to do a bunch of things. So I've lined up Christy Gilry to lead the ensemble this semester. And Christy's taught for us in the past in the beginning accordion class and also in the Cajun Aesthetico History class, which the history class she's going to teach again in the spring in the classroom. For those of you who don't like the idea of an online class, you can always take it with Christy in the spring in the classroom. So we're going to have Christy lead the ensemble this time, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing what new things she's going to do with that.
So any students interested in the ensemble, do they have to audition for it? Do they just sign
Yes,
up
we have auditions.
Okay.
And we're also going to try, if I can get the powers that be to grant us the permission to do so, to have sort of a big music outside the library kind of demonstration on the first day of classes on that Monday.
People would enjoy that.
So have people, it's like students who have played in the Cajun ensemble in the past, come and play outside in front of the library. And I'm also going to have two new ensembles this semester, so I'm also going to have those instructors come with some of their friends and play some Irish music with Mitch Reed, who's looking to start an Irish group on campus, and also Dr. Len Springer, who is the past leader of the South Louisiana Bluegrass Association, is going to be looking to start a bluegrass band on campus.
All right, and those are on the course list. People can
Yes, those are AMUs 160. Those are different section numbers of AMUs 160, so students can look for those. But basically, they need to come and see me.
You don't just sign up for the class and
you can't sign up for the
right.
class. You have to audition first. Okay. So we'll be having auditions the first week of classes, so students should check with me. You can email me, dewitt@louisiana.edu, and find out when the auditions might be and tell me a little bit about what you play and all that kind of, what instruments and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's really going to be a wonderful offering through the School of Music. People already know so much about the other ensembles. There's jazz ensemble, there's wind ensemble, and now adding these to the offering and putting them on the same level that these traditional music ensembles are equally as important within the School of Music.
That's why we're here.
That's the traditional music ensemble of Cajun music. There will be one of bluegrass and one of Irish as well. My guest is the Tommy Como Chair, the traditional music degree is now being offered through the School of Music, and there are lots of courses offered for both majors and community members. You can find out more by, I guess, going to the School of Music website.
Yeah, actually, I have the all this information about the traditional music courses organized for the moment on a separate website.
Okay.
I'm currently, our university website is in the middle of mm-hmm. a re-overhaul, and I don't have the new templates available to me yet. So in the meantime, you can check tommycomo.com. www.tommycomo.com. That's okay. TOMMYCOMEAUX.com.
All right, tommycomo.com, and find all about the traditional music courses being offered here at the
yeah,
university.
And the contact information for University College is there too.
Okay.
One piece of information that's not there, though, that I will tell you now is that if you're curious about all this stuff, but you don't really have time to check any of it out yourself this semester, you might save the date of November 12th, which is a Tuesday, in the evening at Vermilionville as part of the Center for Louisiana Studies Backyard Lecture Series, In Your Own Backyard series. We're going to have a little showcase of the traditional music program here at UL. So I'll be sort of emceeing that, and we'll have various instructors from our program who've been teaching some of these classes, as well as their students, to come and talk about what it's like to learn traditional music in the university environment, and also, of course, play some music for the folks there who come to see us that evening. So
right.
We're looking forward to that. This is the first time we've done anything quite like that. We might try doing that more often.
Well, that'd be a great sampling for a lot of us to hear what you all are doing. But I'm sure there may be people rather interested in that degree, rather interested in getting a degree in music with a concentration in traditional music.
Right.
Should they contact you personally
about that?
Yes, they should.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, do it at dewitt@louisiana.edu. They can just email me there and get more information about the degree program, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Mm-hmm. And what has been the response among students for all of these course offerings and the new degree?
We had it's interesting. We had a really good response at first, and then also last semester we had such a bumper crop of auditions for the Cajun ensemble that we ended up having two sections of it, which was quite a lot for Wilson to handle.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it, and it was great. We definitely had lots of good talent. I think we're probably not going to do that again. But in terms of making two bands, we're just going to have auditions, and we're just going to
have that one ensemble.
Take the people that can all make it at a particular time.
So there's been an enthusiastic response.
Yeah, to some extent. Although I will also say that I don't want to discourage anybody for signing up for any of these things. Certainly the group class, the beginning accordion and fiddle classes have not been filled to capacity by any stretch.
Okay. So anyone in the community particularly who's interested in that beginning
right.
accordion or beginning fiddle class, there's still space.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So find your instrument
mm-hmm.
and either through a friend, pull it out of a closet, or find a fiddle or an accordion, and you can sign up for that class through University College.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're a student on campus, you can
You're
sign
already
up.
Good to go.
Exactly.
You can just sign up, and it's not going to cost you anything extra.
Right. Is there a limit to the number of people in the beginning accordion and fiddle classes?
Yes, okay. There is. Right. Yeah, if we get up to, like, especially with the accordion class, you get up to more than 8 or 10 accordions in a class, it gets to be a little much.
So you can
imagine.
That still is quite personal
yes.
instruction.
Yeah. In the fiddle class, we can take a few more, but with the accordion, that's kind of. Christy told me that when the first time or second time she taught it, I was like, it's probably enough.
Yeah, well, I think Gary Larson has some cartoons about that.
Yeah.
Too many fiddles, too many accordions. But these are group classes, but obviously, as Dr. DeWitt is saying, there's a lot of personalized instruction, and it is beginning. Believe him when he says mm-hmm. it is beginning. So you don't need to have any fear about that if you're interested in taking the class. University College, you can either find them by calling the university, going to the website, and their email is universitycollege@louisiana.edu. That's to sign up for beginning Cajun fiddle, beginning button accordion, or the Cajun and Zydeco music history class, which is 360, and Dr. DeWitt will be teaching that class.
Right, and the 360 class, because it is online, there's a little extra fee for that because it's an okay. online class. But okay. other than that, the other two
All right, and again,
are normal.
The instructors for those two beginning classes?
So Music 327, which is the beginning fiddle class, will be taught by Brazos Yuval of Steve Riley and the Monmouth Playboys. And Music 329 will be taught by Nathan Williams Jr. of Little Nathan and the Zydeco Big Timers.
All right. Any other ways that people can interact this fall? I know in the spring you often have a residency.
Right. Well, we may even have a residency this fall yet. I've been okay. madly trying to get that together, and it's not cooperating so far. But
we'll have you back if that all
works out.
Yeah,
I might have to do that. The other thing that we'll be doing again this year is we'll be hosting one of the jams at the Jam Tent at Festival Acadien at Creole on a Saturday of the festival.
Okay.
Which is, I think, October 10th to 12th or whatever.
Right, second Saturday, I think.
Second weekend of October. Yeah.
So people can join you, find out what's going on with
That's
the traditional
right.
music degree.
Right. And come and play some music with us.
That's right. And maybe sign up for one of the classes at mm-hmm. some point. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for offering all these courses. Again, you're adding to the offerings each semester. And now that it is an actual degree, you'll be able to even add more and make the students' experience and the community's experience so much richer in mm-hmm. the traditional music. Well, again, find out more, University College, or call Dr. DeWitt or email him if you'd like more information about the degree program.
Yes. Thank you very much, Judith.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Bye-bye.